This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
That's right, Elliot Shore Parks joins the program today. We should change the intro to champion. Something in there. Insider of the year himself. As always, Elliot Shore Parks' call-in is brought to you by Robin Ford. Online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. What's happening, Elliot?
What's going on? It's been a wild few days. You know, I would say the first 24 hours after winning were probably the craziest. Lots of celebrating, texts, family, that type of thing. So it's been good to relax a little bit now. People requesting to see the trophy, though. So I feel like things are about to pick back up.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of the Eagles, after they won the Super Bowl, they're kind of conflicted, you know?
Yeah.
Do you feel the same way?
No, I'm loving winning. I'm loving it. Yeah, this is what I did it all year for, to have the trophy, all the congratulations. No, this is 100% what I expected it to be.
Now, Matt, what's your reaction to, we came out with the odds yesterday for next year, not even in the top five in odds to repeat. I mean, what's your reaction to that, and how tough is it to repeat as Eagles Insider of the Year?
Well, look, I mean, the good thing is, unlike when the Eagles lost the Super Bowl or won it, there's no history here. I'm the first person to ever accomplish this. So we don't really know what the repeating will be like. I think it'll be hard. But that being said, I do think this just shows once again the fact I won, despite the committee, other than Ike, you know, trying to hold me back.
That's right.
Is not surprising. And these odds show it once again that compared to other insiders, I have a steeper hill to climb. But I climbed it before and I feel good, like I'll do it again.
Yeah, people are calling it Mickey Mouse, though.
Like a little bit. Well, I think you're calling it Mickey Mouse. Yeah, that's, yeah.
It's a lot. I mean, they're saying like the Jokic title. You know what I mean? LeBron.
No, my title matters more than Jokic's. I can tell you that.
All right. So, Ellie, you know, one thing with the Eagles here, like, you've been all over the Goddard thing. I would say it's a part of the reason why you did win Eagles Insider of the Year, even though he has not been moved yet. He's still here. How do you kind of see the Goddard thing ending?
Yeah, it's a good question because, you know, last week with the start of the new league year, or, you know, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, I think there was optimism from both sides that a deal would get done. I think they were close, you know, at points to maybe having him out of Philadelphia. But now that that's passed, they're in a bit of a, you know, a weird space with it because teams have signed tight ends. And with the draft being a strong tight end class, there are teams that need tight ends that will sit there and go, well, maybe we'll wait and see what happens in the draft. So at this point, as unfortunate as it might be for Goddard, it would not surprise me if this was not resolved until the draft. Now that the initial momentum to kind of make it happen and it didn't has passed, the Eagles don't really have a ton of reason to make the move anytime soon. If they don't like the offers they're getting now, or if Dallas doesn't like, you know, the contract offers maybe he's getting, then that might change after the draft. So I think we could be in for a bit of a wait here.
Well, I wonder, is this being, I'm trying to figure out what's the push behind this? Is it that Goddard wants a new contract and the Eagles don't want to give him one, so Goddard would rather be traded? Or do the Eagles need some sort of cap relief and they don't feel that Goddard is, where they feel he's expendable? In other words, I'm wondering why not just have him play on the final year of his deal?
Well, I think this could potentially go the way Josh Sweat did last year, who was in a similar situation. He had 1 year left on his deal, wanted a new contract, but The market wasn't great out there. The Eagles still had some desire to keep Josh Sweat, obviously. So they redo the deal and he ends up staying.
Okay.
My question is, how bad do the Eagles want Goddard to stay? And that's what, you know, I don't know if I have a great read on, but it doesn't seem like they are doing everything they can to make sure Dallas stays. I think that at this point they have Calcaterra. They signed the two new tight ends in free agency. It is a strong draft class, like I said, so you could see them address it there. And ultimately, you know, they've paid a lot of guys on offense. And so if Goddard is willing to pay to play this year on a reduced deal, then maybe he would stay, similar to how Josh Sweat did. But I think otherwise you could see them move him for a relatively cheap asset in return.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't understand why. I don't understand why, from the Eagles' standpoint, is what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand why they would want to move on from Dallas Goedert if you got him under contract. There are no certainties when it comes to who's going to be available, including Dallas Goedert, right? And so I understand that. I understand that part of it, but he is a better than average player when he is available. Why weaken your offense by not having him here when he's already present and accounted for?
So I agree with you on that. If I were running the team, I would not trade Dallas Goedert. So I am with you on the assessment of why are they doing this. But I think from their perspective, if he does want a new deal, or you know he does miss time, maybe they don't want to go into another season where he's their top tight end, but you know he misses 4 weeks here, he misses another 2 weeks there. That's probably relatively tough to game plan around each week. But also, I do think this is financial. Like Goddard is hoping someone will pay him outside of Philadelphia.
Right.
And up until this point, that doesn't seem to have happened. So yeah, I think obviously with every day that passes, it becomes more and more clear that I think these two are better together than they are separate.
What is what's next? I mean, what do you think the biggest need now, you know, before the draft, obviously, is for the team?
So I think it's safety. You know, right guard, I think they need a better right guard, and I can't wait till draft night when me and Ike are arguing about the offensive guard spot again, so that'll be fun. But, you know, I think with Kenyon Green and Tyler Steen there, you at least have a relatively high floor for what that position will be. My concern right now would be safety. I am excited about the idea of Sidney Brown, but I think he has a pretty low floor on what he could be. Now, he has a high ceiling in that same way because he is ultra aggressive. He is a young player. He can be a hard hitter. He is like similar to Chauncey in the way that I think he'll make plays on the football. He already has an interception for a touchdown in his career. But I also think, similar to Chauncey, he is someone that could be out of position quite a bit, could miss tackles. So I would be worried about having Sidney Brown as a starting safety week one. So I think a veteran makes a lot of sense there. They have a really, really young roster. I think there's only two or three players on the roster that are over 30 years old. So I think a veteran would be of benefit there.
Yeah, a little Justin Simmons.
There
huh?
it is. Ike's been Justin Simmons.
Yeah,
I'm
going to say a year late, but yeah, Justin Simmons.
Yeah, so Justin Simmons, what I like about him, A, is just the familiarity with Fangio. But if you're going to replace a playmaking safety in Chauncey, Justin Simmons makes plays. Like he comes down with interceptions. I think he has two or more interceptions every year of his career. 2 years ago, he led the NFL in interceptions, I think, with six. So he makes plays on the football as well. But I also think, you know, back to the Sidney thing, having Justin Simmons around to help Sidney develop, I think would be big. And if you look at how the Eagles have handled like moving from one important player to another, it's clear they really like the have a veteran teach them how to do it. Fletcher Cox to Jalen Carter, Brandon Graham to Nolan Smith, Jason Kelce to Cam Jurgens. And I know that obviously Justin Simmons is not a lifelong Eagle like those guys, but having him here for a year to help Sidney, I do think could be helpful. But also there is Lewis Cine too there, for what it's worth.
No, can we stop with the Lewis Cine thing?
But look, in all seriousness,
I'm sick of the Lewis. I'm already over him.
He was drafted higher than Sidney. Just putting that out there.
He was a first round pick.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I feel the same about Lewis Cine as I do Sidney Brown. Like, both of them could be awesome, or both of them could end up being, you know, not what the Eagles expect. So I think Justin Simmons coming in here would raise the floor, but also I think would help both of those players potentially get the most out of their ability.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of Kevin Byard. I mean, wasn't that supposed to be a veteran that could help Reed Blankenship?
So Kevin Byard,
he started a mutiny, Elliot. He started a mutiny.
So the tough thing about the 2023 players is like the whole defense collapsed. So it's hard for me to sit here and go, well, it was Kevin Byard or it was James
Bradbury. Well, he suggested all the changes and then they were awful.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't think you're going to hire him to be a coach, right?
I was going to say, yeah. The fact that they allowed that to happen lets you know that the leadership wasn't there.
Yeah, Sean might not have commanded the room.
Yeah.
Something tells me Vic Fangio's not taking scouting reports from anybody. I do think Justin Simmons makes sense. And I'll say after, you know, Adoree Jackson had his introductory press conference last week, and, you know, I think he's really going to push Keeley. Like, I don't think that is just going to be a fake competition. I think there's a real shot Adoree Jackson is starting week one. So I don't think the need at corner. Adoree Jackson was pretty good last year.
He started five games for the Giants. I mean, what are we talking?
In those five games, he was good. He was. I don't know what you want me to say. Like, he played well in those five games. So,
Adoree Jackson.
Yeah. Well, Keeley Ringo has played how much in his career?
I'd rather give Keeley a shot.
I'm not completely disagreeing with you, but I'm saying that if you look at the difference between safety and corner, I think they have a veteran there at corner. They don't have one at safety right now. So I think that's the biggest need on the roster.
What do you think about the idea of trading for Trayvon Walker? There's been that talk out there. He's a bulldog, former number one overall pick. Would you trade 32 for him? I mean, where do you fall on the idea of trading for Trayvon Walker?
So I would probably trade 32 for him. I'd have to look at his contract situation. I mean, I wonder at what point it just does become too much Georgia players. Like,
what point? When do we get to what, 10? 11?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, like, they might have already blown past that number, whatever it
might
be.
You might as well just keep doubling down, quadrupling down. Who cares?
But then, and not this is the end of the world, like if you were to acquire someone like him, who would probably step on the roster and be their best edge rusher right now, like he's had a pretty productive career. But, you know, they have what, 4 or 5 guys at this point that have a really good chance to make the roster. They could draft one. So if you traded 32, obviously he's kind of your draft pick at that point. But yeah, I would have interest in him for sure. I think the one thing they still lack is like that stud edge rusher guy, and he's not completely that, but I think he's closer than what they have right now, at least.
Yeah, you had to trade him and immediately pick up that fifth year option.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
well, they would probably just give him a new contract if they traded for him, so I don't think it would take 32. I was thinking like a third for him, maybe a second.
Nah.
You have to pay
Burns,
him too.
Yeah, but Burns former number one overall pick in the draft.
Right, but you do have to pay him. I mean, maybe I'm wrong in my assessment. Maybe it would be more.
Well, you're completely wrong in your assessment. You had double-digit sacks the last 2 years.
Well, the trophy I'm holding, you know, it would make you think a little different.
Yes, but I'm
you wanted exactly. This, by the way. You said give him insider of the year.
It doesn't mean I'm going to agree with everything.
Yeah, Ike's about to change his vote about 4 days later. Yeah, but no, I mean, look, even if it's a second, like I think that's definitely how he has to still be relatively young. So I think that's definitely something. Yeah, I would have interest in that for sure.
Yeah, just keep another Georgia guy. Who cares? Who cares?
Exactly.
Now, a couple shocking things by you that we have to get to. The tush push. The Packers officially put it out there. They want the tush push banned. Do you now want the tush push to be taken away?
So I do want the tush push to be banned, but not for the reason I think you probably do. At this point, if I'm the Eagles, I'm so sick of hearing about the stupid tush push. And every year the team's being like, oh, you know, it's cheating. It's not a football play, blah, 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 blah. At this point, just ban it. Because I don't think, as we've discussed, the push. I don't think the push is even a huge part of the play.
It's just called the tush push.
Yes, I still think they would be they would still convert a large percentage of their, you know, third and shorts, fourth and shorts. And honestly, having a play that you designed be banned, I think is a feather in the Eagles' cap. So at this point, like if I'm the Eagles, just ban it already, because it's just pointless to every year do this thing where everyone talks about, is it fair, is it not, blah, blah, blah. Like ultimately just ban it and the Eagles can show it's not that big of a deal.
Just get back to an old QB sneak. That's what I...
Good old-fashioned
QB sneak. And then this one, Elliot, I'm going to be honest. I have no idea how to set this up. But the NCAA tournament's going on.
Yes.
I don't think you've brought this take on the air. This has been a behind-the-scenes take. But
well, I have tweeted it, I think.
You have I guess you've tweeted it. You think the college athletes should be able to stay in college as long as they want?
Yes. Yeah. So watching this tournament, I think, has only reinforced this. Like, it would be better for college basketball and really college athletes in general, but let's just stick to basketball right now. If they could stay in college as long as they wanted to. So if you're making $3 million, like let's use Carson Beck, who I know is football, but let's use him as an example. He's making $3 million this year to play for Miami. He's probably not going to be a great pro player. But if he can make $3 million this year and next year and the year after that, like, isn't that better for A, the athletes, if they're staying and making money as opposed to being forced to leave school and then that income is gone? But B, I think it would be better for the programs too. Like, imagine a world where the same players played these teams year after year
this
after
is so
year.
Dumb.
And there was true rivalries.
Dude,
like, honestly,
right,
it's
this.
So
let me,
dumb.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
So what do you do about the 17-year-olds that's coming in, is planning as 28-year-olds, 27-year-olds?
So here's the deal. Like, these universities don't have to keep the players, right? Like, it's not like Carson Beck, if we'll keep using him, is guaranteed a roster spot. If Miami feels
why not?
They would
if
rather...
If the college player can stay there forever, why would I just keep a 27-year-old quarterback there?
Well, I agree with you that this it would hurt the incoming freshmen for sure. I agree with you
okay.
on that. But
well,
also
I'm glad
it's like
you see
but,
that part
but,
of it.
But it's also like program building, right? Like if you want to have the top 17-year-old come to your program, you will sacrifice an older veteran player for that player. So, yes, like the quarterback spot, that is one thing, but also think about it this way. Let's say Miami can recruit the number one quarterback. Why wouldn't they do that and have him play for cheaper than $3 million than Carson Beck? So, it would essentially turn it into pro sports. But that's basically what it is now anyway with the NIL deals and all the money.
But isn't going to stay in forever.
They don't get to stay forever is the point.
But what's the issue with them staying forever?
Because college.
Yes.
Yes, I get that, but it's not really anymore.
What?
It's not. It's not like they're staying because of their degree. Like they're staying. Because...
So what's the guy gonna do? Just like wake up as a 28-year-old and still like he's going to class, or is he just?
No, yeah. He's not gonna go to class.
Of
He'll
course
just
he's
be...
not. He's making
yeah,
$3 million.
He doesn't go. They don't go to class when they're when they're 18
well,
or 19.
They put up the
anyway.
Facade. They do.
Yeah, but I
mean,
guess
I took basket weaving his senior year,
and I'm sure he crushed that. You know, I feel like
yeah
exactly.
Power
so
walking.
Power walking.
I just think ultimately. If like it, what other field would we make a senior in college? Like, let's say, Jack, your senior year at Bloomsburg or fifth or sixth year, however long it took you.
Yep.
Let's say the last year you were in Bloomsburg, you were making $1 million, right? And then you had to leave because you graduated.
Yes.
Like, that would be crazy. Like,
it's not crazy. It's graduating.
Take the money that you've made and go live and give somebody else the opportunity to be there.
Look, there is, I get the opportunity part for
yep,
sure.
There
but
you
but
go.
But also, let's, I mean, like, it's basically a like a professional
we get
program
that.
Now. We don't talk about pro athletes like giving up opportunities. They're essentially pro
but what
athletes.
About, what
right
about,
now.
Like, let's say we want to stay at WIP, but they want to let us go. You know, we should do that forever, but I want to stay.
Yeah, if you want to stay, but that it's a great example, Jack. If you imagine if after 5 years at WIP, you had to leave no matter what. Like, that would be crazy. Like, you've built your career up
this
here.
This is not a college.
And you're making,
it's
this
college.
Is not a four-year
but
college.
It's not really college anymore.
It's
that's
still,
the point I'm making.
No.
Like these
the
guys are making 40, money.
The
like,
students at the school are, what are they? Are they college students or not?
Yeah, well, the ones that aren't professional athletes are college students. But
well, yeah,
also,
so
those students.
College.
But if those students had a job in college that paid them $3 million a year, we would never in a million years be like, no, you have to graduate right now. That would be crazy. Why would we tell someone in college that's making that much money to leave? Like, that makes no sense.
Well, first of all, there's no one in college that would stay in college making $3 million. Because you know
but
why? You know why.
What are you, a 50-cent beer night?
Yeah, because exactly. You would have made enough money, and hopefully you're spending your time wisely in college that you find something to do with the $3 million
all right, well, let me ask
a year
you
that you're making. You're not standing at college with a bunch of 17 to 21-year-old, 22-year-olds.
Yeah, and if they don't want to, they don't have to. I agree with you. There would be an embarrassing aspect to it. But like Tyler Hansbro, let's use him as an example,
yeah.
Right? He was obviously a better college player than he was a pro player. If he would have stayed at UNC for another 4 years, and let's say they were getting paid back then, right? Like, he could have made more money and had a better life staying at UNC than being forced to go pro.
Yeah, playing against
good
kids!
Well, they wouldn't be kids eventually because a lot of them would
how'd
would
you,
be
how'd
older.
You come up with this one?
I'm trying to think of a way to have these kids make more money and to be able to continue to make income. And I think it's crazy.
How
that
about you take the money that you've made during your time in college and reinvest it or do whatever, but staying in college forever to try to milk the system and prevent other kids from being able to come there and make money is ridiculous.
So I agree with you on the preventing the kids thing. We would have to think of like a larger roster. Like there would be something there. But in terms of investing the money, you can make money every year and invest that money. Like ultimately, this is about these kids making the best financial
outcome. Like, but they're not kids when they're 20
years. They're not kids. That's what I'm saying.
You're still basically a kid when you're
families.
Well, so you're basically a kid. You're almost 40.
Yeah. Well, tell me. I'll tell you this. If Temple was paying me $3 million a year, I'd be a super, super, super senior at this point. So, yeah, I think this is a better system. And we haven't even talked about the rivalry aspect of it. If you had the same players year after year after year playing, the rivalries would be better.
You got issues. All right.
It would be.
If Micah Parsons was available in a trade, would you trade for him?
I mean, it depends what the price would be, obviously. But I would probably give up a second-round pick if you had to pay Micah Parsons. But I'm not giving up three or four first-round picks and paying him.
All right.
Well, you're not getting him, so you're giving up at least two.
I would not give up 2 1s for Micah Parsons. The more I think about it, like, I don't know, and pay him. I think they're good enough as is.
Oh yeah,
I do. Yeah,
Josh Uche. I know you nailed Aziz Ojulari. So
I did. Yeah. Well, trust me. When they're scouting 28-year-old defensive ends in a few years, you'll need to trade for Micah Parsons. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
One of a kind. All
Parsons right, next to Jalen Carter.
It would be nice, yeah.
Trayvon Walker next to Jalen Carter.
Yeah, that'd be a cheaper option for sure.
That's a much cheaper option, yeah.
And not a Cowboy and not a headache. All right, Elliot, listen, man, enjoy your weekend. I'm sure it's going to be still champagne-filled after the reveal
on
Wednesday.
To everyone that's asked, I will eventually bring the trophy to an event so everyone can see it. So don't worry, maybe at the draft party.
I just hope you bring it every day to training camp. That's all I want. Like, when you go to training camp, I want you to bring that every single day.
The issue is I already have my stats around my neck. So, it'd be tough to, but I could figure it out maybe. Maybe I'll get a shirt.
All right. There he goes. Elliot Shore.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Elliot Shore Barks, Eagles Insider of the Year.
And as expected and on brand, that award has gone to his head already. I mean, the idea that these kids could stay in college and have a family, basically, and just play pro ball in college for the rest of their lives. That's ridiculous. Trading a third-round pick for Trayvon Walker was ridiculous. Like, he's out of control already.
He's kicking his feet up.
Yeah.
Resting on his laurels. I don't know. I would love to know how he concocted the idea that kids should just stay in college forever. First off, they look like a loser.
What would... And they wouldn't want to stay in college.
Tyler
forever.
Hansborough was the number 13 pick in the draft. Like,
yeah, but
he wouldn't pass that up to stay in college for four more years.
I don't know, man. He was kind of the dude at UNC. Maybe he would have.
Dude, like everyone, you want to graduate away from college. So if I got the money already, why do I want to stay on college campus with kids?
I know.
When I can just go be a professional.
That's spoken like a Temple student. That's all I heard. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. The basketball tournament is here. Watch all the action with a special menu at Chickies. Find a location near you. We'll get back to your phone calls next on if you are in or out on the Phillies. And also next question today, what's bothering you? An everyday gripe. But also it's time for a weekend forecast. I'm a little nervous for this. This is my first time with old Tornado. And we know sometimes he can get off the rails.
He can.
We're going to try to keep him online. We just want the forecast. That's coming up next on Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Sports Radio 94 WI.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Big games and big events are always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Still thinking about Elliott's take. Like, what, Archie Diacono is still playing at Nova? I mean, come on, what are we doing here? Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. It's an on-the-record Friday. Are you in or out on the Phillies this year? Still 60% of people are in on the Phillies. Good to see. We're over the Mets series.
Not completely
over the Mets series. All right. We'll talk to Tornado in 1 second, but let's check in with Chris in Middletown. What's happening, Chris?
Happy spike-free zone Friday, man.
Wow.
A spike-free zone. What's up, Chris?
Not too much there, Ike. How are you doing today, Mr. Fritz? How are we? We good, guys?
Yeah, listen, it's a good day to speak the truth about the Phillies without having to, you know, be bullied out of your opinion.
I love the fact that, you know, Jackie Baseball can spread his wings and fly, and we get to hear nothing but the Phillies, and I don't have to hear a lot of nonsense. So, just buckle up. Like, it's going to be, get your popcorn ready.
Yes, I got my popcorn ready.
Oh, I'm sure.
Ready.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. People are thrilled. Are you in on the Phils or what?
I'm 1,000% on the Phils. First, before I get the Phils, dude, I don't know how you guys, you're all saints. I don't know how you deal with him. He makes me want to smash my head against the wall when he comes on and starts arguing his nonsense. Like, Peter Pan Shore Parks, can you please grow up and stop, like, trying to have this thing called?
Hold on. What if Penn State's like Kerry Collins at quarterback? Maybe you have another title.
Well, you know, there are exceptions to every rule there, Jeff, that can be made. But
you can still have Hackenberg. You still want Hackenberg?
No, nobody wants Hackenberg.
That's Hughes' boy. We sent him to the Jets. Yeah. So, listen. The Phils, man, dude, I can't wait. I already got seats for the third game of the series, taking my daughter out of school that Thursday. And, you know, we'll be heading up to the ballpark and watching the best damn baseball team in the country because,
well, second
guys,
best.
This is, excuse me.
Well, listen, we can still give credit to the Dodgers. It's okay. Second best team in baseball.
They're collapsing like they normally do. But, guys, listen, I mean, they're going to go back-to-back. This is the year of the Phils, all right, the Philadelphia sports teams. They're going to go, we're going Eagles, we're going Phils. It's going to be craziness. Dude, I'm super excited. I will say, though, Jack, my excitement has been quite heavily tampered by the fact that I got to watch Taiwan be in the pitching rotation to start the season. Not too happy about it.
Only a couple weeks, Chris. So what's bothering you on the everyday gripe? What's bothering you?
Here's what's bothering me. I cannot stand when non-athletes start chirping and talking smack to people who will mop the floor with them, and that includes you, Mr. Muppet Weasel Joe DeCamera. Dude, the fact that you think you could beat Mr. Fritz is absolutely insane, and that makes me crazy.
Well, especially when we're down 20. Especially when we're down 20 to 25. That's not going to happen. Right. All right.
I thought you meant being down 20 points.
No, no. The line's 7.5.
I got you.
In the game to 11. Now, maybe it's old age. Maybe he's getting up there. But finally, Tornado Shapiro joins us. What's happening, legend?
Hey, what's going on, Spitzer? Brother Ike, it's a spikeless Friday. Yankee baseball. How did you boys? Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
What a beautiful Friday. Enjoy the sunshine, friend. Vitamin D. You like the D, Jack, don't you?
There it is.
Whoa.
Suck up that sun, my friend. Typical March weather, but no madness here in Philly. Big Five schools shut out again. Spritz, I know you like to get a little upset when I talk about the good old days, but this used to be a basketball town. Before you were born, we had a team out on Hawk Hill. They were 27-0 before losing in the conference tourney. Kid from Chester by the name of Jameer Nelson. Coach was a disheveled leader from Southwest Philadelphia by the name of Phil Martelli. He was of Italian extraction.
I was alive.
Well, you always blow off these old names, these classics, these good old days guys. Every time you're using Wally Pipp and Lou Gehrig, you had to look both of them up. Come on.
I did.
I go back in the days of the doubleheaders at the Palestra, Wednesday nights, 7 and 9 p.m. I'd see Mandy Mellons at 7, Cheryl Cheeks at 9. And around midnight, Mandy'd come back around looking for 7 and 9 one more time. You thought Ed Pinckney was easy. Come on.
Oh, here we go.
Sure, I sold John Calipari peacocking last night on the Arkansas sidelines. Well, he wasn't so cocky back in 94 when a fellow by the name of John Cheney smacked down on him like Hurricane Agnes. Calipari was rattling like a child's toy, swaying in the wind like a Seaside Heights roller coaster in Storm Sandy. Oh, Sandy, one of the best. Halloween 2012. South Jersey weather gal, Sandy Savage out of WWW Beach Balls, Abseken, New Jersey. Sandy was big and violent, just like I like him.
Uh-oh.
He had a sister named Mandy. Sandy and Mandy would double team me in the backcourt, and you enjoyed that kind of pressure.
Come on. All right, come on. Focus, Tornado. We need you.
Well, tomorrow, mostly cloudy, wind out of the south. Be careful. Cinderella was out at McNeese State. Big upset out at Clemson over there. It happens every March, just like the night Jake Nevin upset Jay Wright at Smokey Joe's in West Philly. Jack Fritz, you might not remember the name Jay Wright. You're just a young kid. He was before your time.
Retired 2 years ago.
He was no Kyle Neptune. Long before Neptune took that program to Uranus. So Jay walks in his $2,000 suit, his olive oil skin, and his full court man-to-man. It was me, Ike, Fran Dunphy, Yo-Yo, Jay Wright, Jake Nevin, all fighting over this leggy blonde from Georgia Tech. You could tell she was looking to bust a bracket that night. She wanted a little more than X's and O's, I'll tell you. So Jake Nevin's cracking jokes. He's got legs laughing herself silly. Next thing you know, the little Irishman walks out with the prize, left Jay Wright sitting there in a puddle of his own cologne. Justice. That was the same night I staged a little holy war of my own. I had a traffic gal from Villanova and a weather gal from St. Joseph's fighting over me up at Hawk Hill. What a heavyweight match. Misty Knickers squared off against Susie Spanks. The Nova play. The Nova guys weren't the only Wildcats that night. Come on, Frank.
Here we go. Come on.
A year later, we were at Heyman Hall. It was me, Ike, Lionel Simmons.
Wow.
Don't ask the L-Train how he got his nickname. So in walks Tom Brookshire, Joe Wechter, and Jimmy Lynam. This is long after Raleigh broke up the Big Five. We're sitting directly across from the LaSalle Alumni Cheer Squad, Candy, Mandy, and Randy. Moms with pom-poms, all wearing tight school sweaters, lined up next to each other. They were the best version of the City Six you ever saw. These girls were active. Candy got a T. She got a technical foul for palming the ball, and then Mandy went in for a backdoor layup.
Oh, Lord.
Randy kissed one off the rim.
Oh, man.
Mars gave me a wink as he walked off the court. Game recognizes game. Yes, Fritzy, back in the day, we had hoops here in Philadelphia. And a lot of loose balls, too.
Is there a forecast anywhere in here?
You're going to get blown all around all weekend, Jack. High winds, you can book it. Saturday, break out the slicker, the rubbers, any kind of protection, 50-50 shot of precip. Sunday high is only 50 degrees. It's the most accurate forecast in the country, and it warrants some music, please. Oh. When are you going to get that band in order?
Never.
Come on. And a two.
There he goes. There he goes.
God.
Tornado Shapiro, honoring the Big Five. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I didn't know Fran Dunphy got around. That's a new one.
Oh, man, that was a lot.
Who the hell? Who's Jake Nevin? Like, he kept, I thought it was just a random name. Is that a real person?
I don't know.
You don't know who Jake Nevin is?
No.
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the idiot kid.
Yeah, maybe it's a coach that I don't know about or something.
I mean, Tornado does skew a little older sometimes.
Yes, you know? So he'll go back into coaches. Yeah, that might be the only coach I didn't. I don't even know if that was a coach or not.
To me, it's just a random guy.
Villanova athletic director for 30-some years. Hold died on. In 1985.
Of course. Can the guy update his references? 1985?
So he was the AD at Nova, okay.
Nevin Arena named after him.
Okay.
Now we're heating up.
Now we're getting it. There you go.
All right, Tornado. There he is. Tornado Shapiro.
That was a lot.
What a tense.
Man, that was a lot.
A little bit tense. All right, we'll get some more quotes from Bryce Harper here in 1 second. But let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. What's happening, Chuck?
Jack. Hey, what's up, man? Like old time.
Uh-oh. No, like old time, Chuck.
Back in the
like
saddle. Gonna let you cook. Hey, yo, gonna let you cook and get out of the way.
Yeah, Tornado, man, I'm in tears right now. I almost had a heart attack just laughing so much, man. That dude. Hey, I don't know how y'all do it, man. I'm telling you, he made it to Joe Wechter. How you get Joe Wechter?
Man, Joe Wechter, Jimmy Lynam, Tom Brookshire with Ike and Lionel Simmons. Dino, that's a good squad.
Oh,
that's a good squad.
Yeah.
Oh, that was hilarious. Hey, listen, shout out to my boy ESP for winning the Inside of the Year. I didn't get a chance to call up and give him his credit. But the dude is there from beginning to end. Hardworking dude. He deserves it, man. So, ESP, I miss you going out the door. But congratulations to your brother. You deserve every accolade that you get.
Oh, I'm sure he appreciates that. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta maintain that, though. You know, when you get on the top, right, and I knew something about being on top, right, you got to stay on top. You hear me? You know, it's good to have everybody gunning for you, buddy.
Is this Tornado Tornado from Chuck and Mount Airy? You did have a big year a year ago. 2023 was a big year for Chuck and Mount Airy.
Yeah. But listen, 2024 was, too, though. But, you know, you got some guys that try to throw some fire on my – I mean, throw some water on my flame, but it's okay. I get back. You know what I mean? I'm doing some things right now to get back. But listen, here's the thing, right? I'm a legend at this thing. You know, Jack and Ike, you know, you got these new callers calling up here, but I didn't put my work in. Yeah, I mean, sure, I got nothing to prove.
That's true.
You
know, it's true.
You know, the thing about it is, you know, set the precedent, man. You know what I mean? These guys, you know.
Well, let's face it, Chuck. How many callers will take on Seth Joyner? Not many.
Exactly.
Not many.
Exactly. How many callers would say Mike Quick would say this is the great Mike Quick would say this is their favorite caller?
Yeah.
How many callers would Bryce Harper, you know, mention?
That's true.
I mean, the approval of Quick and Harper is pretty –
That's pretty strong.
That's high praise.
Yeah.
That's major. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and then, you know, I had the great Yuki Washington himself contact me. I mean, can I keep going on and on?
You know what I mean?
Put your report. You know what I'm saying? ESPN.com. You know what I mean? Not one but two articles in the New York Times. So I don't need to prove a damn thing to nobody. I'm doing my thing, and that's the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You know what I mean? You know, Jack, that's what I'm doing.
Proof is in the pudding, Yeah.
Proof to the pudding. That's it. You know what I mean? I'm, you know, but listen, I wouldn't be nowhere without you guys.
No, it's not even us. No, we're just the vessel for your stardom. That's all we're here for.
It's a feather in 94 WIP's cap.
Yeah. Right. What would we do without you?
Listen, I mean, I had to call up about the Phillies, right?
Yes.
You know, and here's the thing.
Easy.
You know.
Nope. Give it. Nope.
No. Watch your tongue,
Chuck.
Watch your tongue.
Listen, man. You can't tell me watch my tongue, man. You sit back and relax and put a seatbelt on while going to drive this thing. You know what I'm saying to you? I'm gonna tell you, the Phillies right now, they put up a whimper the last time they was out. They, you know, they trying to live off the Eagles right now and what they did, the championship. But no, mm-hmm. Eagles are done. We are solely focused on them. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, Bryce Harper is going to be MVP this year. You know what I mean? And Zach Wills is going to be up for Cy Young. I give you that. But these guys, they make some stupid decisions, man. I tell you, and the organization are full of, you know, they just wimps, man. You know what I mean? Dave Dombrowski, you don't want to bring up Painter. Why wouldn't you bring up Painter? When is it? When is
they Zach will.
When?
July, you know June or July.
I tell you, when you see this dude, Chuck, when you see this guy, man.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to love this dude. Yeah. You're going to love this guy.
I got to keep watching Taiwan Walker, man. Come on, man.
Barely.
Be on the team.
Well, until Ranger's fine. Come on. Leave Taiwan alone.
No, and Ranger's hurt already, man. I mean, I tell you, listen, the thing, the Ranger, you know, I don't know what's going on with Ranger, but Ranger hurt already. What I'm trying to say is this, right? The Phillies, they had the opportunity, and I seemed like their window is closing. They're not going to be good, you know what I'm saying, this year. They're going to be good enough just to watch a beer, like I said, and go to the game, the ballpark, and enjoy the ballpark in the summertime. But I guarantee you by July, nobody will be paying attention to the field because they're not going to be any good. They're going to be people going to be getting hot dogs and beer.
Hold on. Can they keep us locked in to training camp?
Well, listen, that's dependent. That's dependent. You know what I mean? If Bryce Harper have an all-world year, that's the only reason we're going to be locked in. But those other guys, Schwarber, Trey Turner, Castellanos, you know, Bryson Stott, you know, the guy that cries in the dugout. What's the other guy?
Bomer. That's Bomer.
Come on, man. Hey, come on, man. You know, they came. The Mets came in here, was dancing on our field.
Yeah.
You know, I hate New York. You know what I mean? They humiliated us last year. We supposed to just get over that. The Phillies going back to the World Series.
Well, hold on. But the Bucks embarrassed the Eagles in the wild card round. They bucked up and came back and won a Super Bowl. Why can't the Phillies do the same?
Don't ever compare the Eagles to the Phillies.
Not the same resume heading into this year.
No. The Eagles got dogs. Listen, do you got Jalen Carter? Is he going back for you guys?
Well, I don't know how his swing is.
Is A.J. Brown coming back for you?
Now, he could play center field.
A.J. could play, yeah.
He could play center field, yeah.
Yeah, he could. That's what I'm saying. But if you had dogs like that, Devontae Smith, those guys are dogs, man. You know what I mean? You can't compare the two. The Phillies are wimps, except for Bryce. They let him down every year.
But the Eagles wimps last year. The Eagles lost 6-7 and got blown out in the Bucs game.
They had inner problems inside of the locker room. It's a totally different story. Laid down. They didn't lay down for nobody last year. They just had problems in the locker room, which caused them, you know, to have problems on the field. And they came back the next year and won a Super Bowl. So, I mean, come on, man. Like, they, as far as the way they're wired, you know, the Phillies are wired like Joel Embiid.
Uh-oh, okay? There it is.
And the Phillies are wired like Joel Embiid, like, and the Eagles are wired like Bryce Harper. You know what I'm saying? They're the type of team that, you know, I'm talking the Eagles are wired like Bryce Harper.
Keep cooking, yeah.
Yeah. They hit a home run, and they stare the bases down. They stare at you. They hit another one and say, you know what? You had the nerve to put my name in your mouth. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the type of players that Bryce needs with him. Now, what I want Bryce to do, right, I need for him to go out in the outfield so we can get a first baseman here, a real player.
He said it again. He do it today.
Garbage bum. You know what I mean? That you say he's so great. He ain't done nothing. We gave him a standing ovation, and he went back into the tank. We need a bigger
player. He started at shortstop in the All-Star game last year.
Black, give me Black Guerrero.
Oh, here we go.
And then get me Sosa as the starting shortstop.
No, that's where he lose you. That's where he lose you.
Nope. Sounds like a good idea.
That's where he lose you. What's bothering you, Chuck? I'm sure a lot of things bother you. What's bothering you today?
What's bothering me today is the fact that Joel Embiid is still on the 70.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
There he is.
Well, can't.
Trucking on here.
Can't do anything about that.
Nah, well, he's still here.
He's not an extension. He's not going anywhere.
No. No. The next move is Paul George. Can they get rid of
Paul George, and then I think we'll be happy.
Yeah. It'd be good. And get Cooper Flagg.
I like the three guards, though.
What?
Grimes, McCain, and Maxey?
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Maybe trade Maxey?
No.
Get some picks?
No.
All right. Throwing out ideas.
Well, I would have to see a full season of the other two guys before I'm ready to trade Maxey.
Grimes is your classic, a lot of points on a bad team guy.
Yeah, I got to see if this is real or not.
Yeah.
But I like what I see, though.
With like an Ace Bailey and another Rutgers guard in the draft. Black Gritty makes his return to the afternoon show.
BG!
What's happening, BG?
First of all, I think Shapiro's still in college. That's what I heard. I heard he got a good NIL deal out here, you know. And he's the longest tenured college meteorologist known to man out here.
He wishes. He wishes.
Talking crazy. No! What we tell baseball? Oh, gosh. Ike. How you been, Ike?
Oh, man. Two-time champion, baby. Two-time champion.
That's right,
dog. God, I want that joy.
The Ike S was hitting me on the internet. They was texting me. They was like, yo, the show sounds classic. I'm like, what you mean? They like, it's vintage. I'm like, what you talking about? They said, it's retro. I said, what do you mean? They said, it feels like it used to. I said, well, let me check it out then. And here we go. Listen to some fun radio on a Friday afternoon with the sunshine. I don't know what the difference is, but the Ike S is out there letting me know. Boy, they are on it. Like, they're supporting you at every turn that they can handle. Anywho, baseball season, I'm in. Ike, get in with us. I'm in with 2 feet. I'm in with two. I don't know what Chuck was talking about. Chuck be talking crazy half the time anyway. I don't know. All I know is, you know what we need to do to get the team together, Ike? You know?
What?
Because Jack already knows. We need to make sure the training staff is up to par, okay? Because last year, all the injuries. Trey Turner, I know everybody wants to be down on Trey. He came in to start that season on fire.
Oh, he was on fire the first half, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's hitting 338.
Dude, his slide was getting girls pregnant in the front row. I was so sexy. And then he got hurt. And then we went, and he came back, and the hamstring. We had too many injuries last year, Ike. So I need my manager to give a couple of people a day off every once in a while, even Cassie. Yeah. I know Cassie had got to play 92 days in a row. But get these dudes a regular rotational break. You know what I mean? Keep my old catcher fresh. Keep Bryson. Thank you for choosing me. And just get through the season. I don't need Joe Giglio in the first 2 months of baseball talking about, this is the greatest team that's ever been assembled.
See, he got too
dude,
excited.
Dude, he's bad juju.
Yeah, he got too excited.
Because he'll do that, and then a week later, he'll do the wand. The magic wand will be out, and then Trey can't be here anymore. We got to watch Giglio. Giglio's a problem.
I almost went to jail choking him out. Nolo knows. I was hot last year. So I'm just trying to make sure the training staff and the manager keeps my team healthy. If we're healthy, we are dangerous. You're right. We are not the best team in baseball. But we could be the most dangerous team in baseball and win healthy. And that's all I'm looking for. If you're not ready to enjoy summer baseball, shut your mammy gym mouth. They ain't the Sixers yet. They got 2 more years for their end of the Sixers zone.
No, they don't got 2 more years, Black Green. No.
Look. I'm expecting another World Series adventure this year. I'm just telling you, at least they shut up and accept their responsibility once they make a mistake.
That's true.
They don't come out.
Listen, they aren't in Sixerville just yet. They aren't there
exactly.
yet.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm trying to live a life. You know what I mean? Yeah. But put your feet in it. Don't go Giglio feet. Last year you was on that Giglio train. I heard you was out here tripping. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, how good? I mean, they were the best team in baseball for the first 3 months of the season.
Just put your feet in the water. I guess all I need you. Don't dive in yet. Just put
all right,
feet in
yeah.
the water.
Well, listen, this is just like Yoshi when he told me in the middle of the Eagles season to don't be making proclamations about the Eagles going to the Super Bowl and all of that. Yeah, this is just similar to that. And, okay, I'll go with that. I'll temper my excitement for the Phillies.
All right, I just want you in the pool with us, brother.
Right, Nolo, I got you.
Me and Nolo swimming in the deep end, brother.
Yeah.
We out here. We got all the Kool-Aid rocking. Now, secondly, about those dishes, I had a roommate once who didn't do his dishes. I went out and got my own plastic for the silverware stuff. The sink got so full, he's like, man, when are we going to start splitting these dishes? I'm like, bro, I've been eating on plastic for the last 2 weeks. These are all yours. He's like, what? I'm like, yes, you dirty dog. Go get to these dishes. That's why we had to set them straight. Sometimes you got to reset the button.
You do, man. You do.
Ask me the question,
What's bothering you today is our next question.
Well, besides hypocritical hosts, who can't handle the pressure when the pressure gets put upon them. Uh-oh. What really bothers me right now today is I got two puppies and I'm training them, and I'm dying out here, dog. If there's a dog trainer listening, hit me on blackerty.com. I need help. These puppies are killing me, Ike.
I actually got somebody for you if you really want some dog training.
I'm not joking. I'm about to ship these hound puppies off for a week or two. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting old, Ike.
I can send you my man. He that's what he actually does. He trains dogs. So yeah.
Look at this. People helping people.
And by the way, thank you again, I guess, for letting me know that it was clear, clean retro radio today. I love
y'all. All right, there he goes, Blackerty from Blackerty.com. Ike, is there anywhere we could see Tornado Shapiro's best friend?
Yes, man. Tornado and his best friend, Joe Conklin. You can catch him and the City Rhythm Orchestra. It's Philly's sports being put to music. It's at the Keswick Theater. Or theater.
Theater.
There you go. Easton Road and Glenside, Saturday, April 5th. You know where you go get your tickets at. JoeConklin.com!
Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. The basketball tournament is here. Watch all the action with a special menu at Chickies. Find a location near you at ChickiesandPete's.com. On the other side, back to your phone calls and whether or not you are in or out on the Phillies. Plus, next question today, what's bothering you an everyday gripe? We will also be joined by the one and only Ben Davis to break down the Phillies as again, we are 6 days away. How's Ben feel? Less than a week away from the season. We'll talk to him coming up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.